Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Dove Pete across the way, rolling right up until 2. Mark Melusis with you, 888-808-1019. Obviously, it's been a lot of Giants and Jets. A couple weeks to go for them in the regular season. Obviously, two lost seasons for both locals, and Giant and Jet fans can't wait to ring in a new year and hopefully bigger things and bigger expectations in 2026. Fran Massapequa, New York's up next to the fan. What's going on, Franny?
What's up, my man? How you doing? Hope the family, everybody's good.
Yeah, hanging in there, Fran.
Good. Me too, buddy. What time is it right now? Around 1 o'clock. Back in the old days, 1 o'clock. You remember on the FAM where it used to be?
What, on the overnights, Fran, are we talking about?
Yeah. No. Well, the overnights
were 1 o'clock with Mike and Chris, yeah. Yes, no doubt.
Mike and Chris,
hit the jingle.
I was going to do it. I love you. You go back a long way, man. You're one of the good guys, man. But listen, I'm in a weird spot. You want me to talk about, real quick, baseball or football first, my team?
Whatever you'd like, Fran.
All right, real quick. I'll go start with the baseball. I'm just going to throw it out there real quick and then go right to my football.
Okay.
I'm done with the Mets. Okay. That's my opinion. That's my choice. I'm a diehard, love Pete Alonso. I was heartbroken with Seba was gone. I put up with them for 100 years. I am following Alonso, and that's who I'm rooting for, and his team. That's that.
Now if the Mets are playing well this upcoming season,
I hope they win the World Series because
you'll be on the Shea Bridge. You'll be wearing your right jersey. Locked in.
Mark, I swear to God, I will not. I hope it. If they win the World Series for their fans, they deserve it. But they broke my heart. I look at it like a relationship with a girl. I could only take so much. You can only throw me to the curb so many times.
Yeah, but Fran, okay.
Can I say,
right.
I mean,
okay,
talk about the Bears.
But Fran, okay? Okay,
yes,
so you
yes,
bring up
yes.
the relationship.
Yes.
Like, usually when a relationship comes to an end.
Yes.
There are signs. Like, it doesn't stun you when the relationship comes to an end.
No, it doesn't.
You stop telling each other you love them. You don't go on date nights anymore. Whatever it might be, you don't take the time to continue to evolve the marriage, the relationship, whatever it might be. Right? There are signs, right? You grow tired, tumble. Like, it doesn't usually hit you like unless your significant other cheats on you. I mean, it doesn't really hit you like that, right? So there were signs. The Mets didn't want to pay Alonso and give him a long-term deal last offseason.
I understand that,
Stearns was not a big Alonso guy. He didn't want to invest in him. Pete talking about after they got eliminated by, last day of the regular season, that he wanted a 7-year contract. Like, it was never going to happen here in New York.
Okay, that's fine, Mark. That's great. That's their business. So let's move on to the Bears. I made up my mind, so no problem. And I agree with you, but not my opinion is my opinion. I'm doing what I'm doing.
You're done.
I can't stand them 1,000%, and I won't wish bad on them because the Mets fans are some of the best in the world. they take a beating with the Yankees, the spoiled, rotten fans we got to listen. We had to, you know, they got to listen to. The Yankees are so spoiled. But anyway, I want to talk about the Bears. A lot of haters out there, and I think now I can finally open my big mouth because we did make the playoffs. Correct?
Yeah.
Right, it's official. We're in the playoffs. I just wanted to make sure of that before I open my mouth. I understand where we're at. I understand we're like 28th in run defense, 26th in run defense, blah, blah, blah. I know all of that. But sometimes there's something special.
Oh, yeah.
And even, you know, and there's that season where it's just special. And you might not win the championship, but it's just so special. And this is one of those years with the Bears. I understand the quarterback's 58%, but it just seems to all be working, Moose.
No, Fran, I get it. I get it. You know, when you think about, like, the magical type of years, and, you know, Dove will remember this. When Mike and Chris were doing their things, and Mike, we used to drive Russo crazy all the time when the Yankees were going through those dynastic days. But before the dynastic days began, Mike would always play a song when it come playoff time. It was Pink Cadillac. He used to play it time and time again, you know, during the course of the postseason. And it was great. It was fun because the Yankees were on this kind of, I think it was Aretha Franklin, Pink Cadillac, and the Yankees were going on this unbelievable run, right? And the magic of 96. 98 was kind of a tour de force after they lost in 97 to Sandy Alomar and the Cleveland Indians at the time. But then they won 98, 99, 2000. But the Bears have been on that kind of magic carpet ride this year. I mean, that was a miraculous victory that they had against the Commanders on Saturday night. Let's head out to Bayshore we go. Oh, no, you know what? Let's head out to Queens. It's Robert. It's the fan. What's going on, Robert?
Moose, thanks so much. Moose, you do a great job. And, you know, you bring up years of old. I think it would only be right for me to acknowledge and to thank Dove for all of his years.
No doubt.
He's been through so much, and he's been a staple. You know, he's been fodder for some of the guys there. But his music, his everything about him, he was class. He is WFAN. He was there from the beginning. And I just want you to know, as one of the guys who loves all the guys in FAN, especially the guys behind the glass, he was there for the sweater and the schmoozer, and he was there for Art Russ Jr., and he was there. He was there for all of them from the beginning. So from the bottom of my heart, we wish Dove the best of everything and a sincere thank you. Moose, thanks for taking the call.
Yeah, you got it, Robert. And everything you said is true. And I've known, unless I'm going to work with Dove again tomorrow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
And I'm going to be working, filling in up until the 31st, so this is not goodbye. But, you know, I interned at WFAN summer of 98. I came back and started working at WFAN late August of 2000. But you think about, like, the guys then, you know, the old Kauffman Astoria Studios in Queens, we were there and we were in the basement, ground level, and everybody was kind of on top of each other. And you walked into that newsroom and, you know, you had Imus and Charles McCord and Bernard McGurk. And if you happened to be working that shift, and you had Dove and you had Eddie Scazzeri and Eric Spitz, you had Steve Cohen. Like, it was just crazy. You know, the kind of family atmosphere that he had at that time. And, it, you know, it was an unbelievable experience for somebody that was, you know, coming out of Syracuse to be able to experience that, especially being able to work at a radio station like WFAN and then be to intern there and then eventually be able to work behind the scenes, then be lucky and blessed enough to be able to work on the air on WFAN. And Dove cares, you know, and takes great pride in the work that he's done here at WFAN. You know, loves the sound of great sports talk radio, is always trying to put whoever he is working with in a position to go out there and be as successful as they possibly can. We'll be open and honest. We'll tell you when it's good. We'll tell you when it's not, but you appreciate that. I have nothing but love for Dove Kramer and the relationship and friendship that we have built over the years.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it.
Yeah, it's no doubt. 100%. Now, the emails sometimes go a little over the top, but
a lot of things should go over the top sometimes.
No, I understand. Dove, you know I love you. You know that. You're the best. An absolute legend. And one of the guys obviously the foundational piece to this radio station. Bayshore, it's Chris. It's the fan. What's going on, Chris?
Yeah, hey, Mark. It's great to talk to you as always. I got an interesting perspective from a Giants fan's point of view. I mean, I'm old enough to clearly remember the four Super Bowls. So I think when we look at these last 10 years or so, whatever it is, more than that, it's kind of like you don't want to really, you know, you feel terrible, but you realize how lucky you are. And so it's kind of a tough spot. But in looking forward to what you think they want to do, I think they really got to take as much risk out of this as they can. They got to go with sure things. I agree that getting off a dart thing is nuts. Get an established guy in there. Get somebody in there that knows what they're doing and go from there.
Yeah, they need an adult in the room. And not saying that Daboll wasn't. They need somebody where you minimize the learning curve. You know, you just do. And someone that is going to appreciate or understand and maybe not have the rapport, the relationship with the media. And not saying that Daboll was antagonistic, but, you know, you grow tired of the word clutches. You grow tired of the Belichickian answers that you get post-game. You know, and I think that, you know, people that, you know, are either coaching or playing have to understand that, you know, media is part of the process. I mean, it really is. And, you know, they're there to obviously write about the team, good and bad, right. Everything that's right. Going through it. They're obviously there to get clicks and sell newspapers, but they're there to do their job, and the media is there as well to kind of tell the fans, those that invest their time, hard-earned money, into your organization to be fans about exactly what is going on, good and bad, with that respective franchise. So, yeah. I don't think Dave's helped himself with the way that he helped. But in the end, really, everything goes away if you win. Like, you just didn't win enough. I mean, you got to win football games. And you need answers. You need solutions. Things have got to change. If they're not changing, then you have to go in a different direction.
Yeah, well, I think in his case, I think that was kind of clear. And I think there was a point where, and I don't know how many games, obviously the Denver game after they beat Philly, and you're feeling you're riding so high, and the next thing you know, it's literally surreal to watch that game, how that went down. But I think there was a point where even he kind of switched, and you could hear it in his responses, to almost knowing that he was kind of like a dead man walking. And I think that kind of was clear. I don't know if it was told to him or he just put the pieces together or whatever, but I just think that, yeah, just easily him and Judge and whatever it might be, I think, in Kafka's defense, I mean, I sounds like a great guy, except for obviously the hard knocks, fake speech, but I mean, the way he deals with reporters, and it looks like how he deals with his players, I mean, he's an upbeat guy, and he's a guy that, you know, you don't mind listening to, and it seems like he's so sincere. He seems like a good dude. It's just that the other stuff may not be falling into place, But yeah, it all goes. That's why it's so challenging to find the right guy, I guess.
Well, it is. I mean, Chris, it's not easy, and especially when you're dealing with everything that goes along with being the head coach here in New York with the Giants. Malvern, we go. It's Sonny. It's the fan. What's going on, Sonny?
Sonny, hey, Hey, Moose, missed you Saturday morning. Sorry about that. For the Giant Talk, wasn't available.
I know, Sonny. You're basically the top of the list when we go to the callers. Hopefully everything's okay, yeah. But appreciate it, Sonny.
Thank you. And if I don't talk to you before Christmas, Merry Christmas to you, the wife, the boys, obviously. So
yeah, you as well, Sonny.
Thanks. One thing about Crimson Tide and then the Giants. My Crimson Tide big win on Friday night. You give them a chance, Moose, against Indiana?
I get concerned about whether or not they're going to be able to move the ball effectively enough. That's a really good Indiana defense.
Yeah,
it's not just Mendoza and what they are offensively. In Oklahoma, I think they started to feel their oats a little bit when it was 17-0. I mean, to go on the kind of run that they did, that Alabama did on Friday night is just remarkable. And the pick six was the tour de force at the end of the first half. It just was. And I have no idea where John Mateer was throwing the football for the Oklahoma Sooners there. He got confused, I think, by the coverage of the Alabama Crimson Tide. But you look at it, do I give him a chance against Indiana? I do. I don't know how big of a chance. And I think there are a lot of people that are probably going to give the Tide a bigger chance based on the program and the fact that they're a blue-blood college football program.
Yeah, my only thing that concerns me with Alabama is their running game. I think Simpson is back. I don't know if you know. Most people don't. Only people inside the walls of Tuscaloosa know that. Simpson's back was bad the last four games. That's why he hasn't been playing up to par. You know, in the middle of the season, they beat four of the top 20 teams in college football. So if they play at that level, Moose, I give them a really good chance. Anyway, about the Giants, listen, a couple of calls ago was talking about the mechanics of Dart. Listen, he was confused. He's a rookie. He played against a great defensive coordinator who confused them, and they only threw the ball 13 times, and they had like three drops.
Yeah, I mean, Sonny, we're now to the point where we're over dissecting things. We just are.
Yeah,
I mean, they threw the ball 13 times. Now all of a sudden, well, Dart is not carrying this team on his back. He's not Josh Allen, Superman, so something's wrong. Let's go find somebody else. I mean, it's just, but I get it. It's been a long year. You've been driven batty a little bit, I think it gets to a point where the Giant fan is screaming for the finish line. I think there's probably a number of those Giant players in that locker room that are screaming for the finish line as well.
Yeah, and listen, I hate to say it, Moose, because you know me, I'm a diehard Giant fan, number one here, but I'm not going to be heartbreaking if they lose. I really want those picks. I think it's important
because there's
so many holes to fill. And we got to start getting rid of players. Slayton, how many times are you going to watch him drop a ball? We got to get rid of him. We got to get rid of a couple other players. The effort is just not there. We do have talent, obviously, and I want those picks are so important, Moose, and I think we can get a boatload if we finish number one, but I don't think that's going to happen. I think, the Giants are going to beat the Raiders. The Raiders are god-awful. They're terrible. And Jackson Dart, you think Jackson Dart wants to lose? Hell no.
No, he doesn't.
We'll see what happens.
Whatever happens, he doesn't. But, I mean, if you lose to the Raiders, I mean, Dart might not play against the Cowboys.
Yeah, and Moose,
Jameis could go out there and beat Dallas. You got a Joe Milton sighting for the Cowboys against the Chargers at the end of that game yesterday. I know there are a lot of Joe Milton fans in the audience. I got one on Sunday morning. Yeah, what else you got, Sonny?
Yeah, do you believe, I don't know if he limited because of, the confusion of Flores was presenting. You know, he could confuse veteran quarterbacks, but You like the fact that he only threw 13 times and he only had two design runs?
No, I said it earlier on in the program, Sonny. I think they were afraid of him getting a hit with the design runs, but I didn't love – I know they wanted to go in trying to run the football. I just didn't love the fact that you're limiting your quarterback to that degree, where you're not attempting a pass for the betterment of the entire first half. Now, maybe that's a question. We're going to wear him down. We're going to run the football, then set up the pass later on. I didn't love it. Now they end up losing the game 16-13, and a couple things fell their way. They end up winning the game, but I didn't love the game plan by Kafka. I didn't.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.